representing Mississippi is going to be, let's see here, Alana Campo. Alana Campo. Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Where in Mississippi are you?
I'm in Picayune, Mississippi, which is down by New Orleans, actually.
Okay, so you're way down there.
Yeah, I drove 10 hours yesterday.
Wow, well, thanks for being here.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here.
I know.
You ever go to Memphis?
I've been through Memphis several times.
Yeah, well, that's where I live. Actually, I live outside of Memphis.
Okay. Well, I've driven through there.
I was born in Jackson, Mississippi, though.
I was born in Texas, so I'm a transplant anyway.
Well, let's get right to it. Let's go to your state of Mississippi to find out what's going on there. Let's go right to this. Explain this. If you look behind you, if it's bigger to see.
Well, I already know what it is. And it's the only real roadblock. And actually, the big thing with Mississippi is that there's a lot of election fraud denial because we're a deep red state and that wouldn't happen here.
That's what they say.
Yes. So this is something I didn't know until just recently, but Mississippi's counties all can pick different ways if they do anything at all as far as testing machines goes. My county, they don't test it, and somebody from the company comes and updates it. So, and the reason I know that is because back in November of 2020, I worked the election, but then they found out what I was doing, and I didn't work this last time. I don't know why they didn't invite me back, but they didn't. But I had an inside man, so I still found out what they did. The thing I did was the voter rolls canvassing. So anyway, that's on the official website, too. So.
It is,
yes.
Right? What have been some of your roadblocks?
Well, roadblocks, I've asked three different state officials about getting rid of the voting machines, and everyone had a different answer. Our Secretary of State sidestepped the question completely, but I was at a Republican event, and my county officials, oops.
That's one of them calling you right now. They hear what you're saying about.
Now, that was an alarm. But anyway, the county officials stood up and got all mad because I asked the question. So they're belligerent about the thought of hand counting anything,
right?
It seems. They might see this today and really be mad at me. But anyway, they're already mad at me. what else did I say? There's no procedures. Of course, that's part of the first one. And then it took us several months to get the voters' records, like 3 months, and it's expensive. And they didn't give us everything. I'm sure everybody has that problem, though. Like, dates of birth would make a huge difference in that. And we canvassed one county. We did the only county in Mississippi. There was only two of us that did it, me and somebody else. So we had a gentleman that developed a program for it that picked out state or addresses that were likely to be voter fraud addresses. Now, most people don't know they're voter fraud until you ask them. But we knocked on 100 doors in Pearl River County, and I got 60 affidavits out of it.
Wow.
So
let's go to this last one, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Spoke to a circuit court clerk while examining ballots for one of the primary elections and was told they are shopping for new machines because they got funding to do so.
By the state, yes. It says voting equipment in the actual bill, but what voting equipment is there besides the machines? So, yeah, they're going to buy new machines if they get a chance to.
They know which company?
No, but we have ES&S. There's like 12 different machines throughout the state, and every county's got some kind of machine, and there's a combination in some of them. So, but in Pearl River County, it's ES&S. So,
okay. Tell us about some of your victories.
Well, let me see. I got to remember what I wrote. Well, I'll tell you what the biggest one is. I told you about the fraud or the voter affidavits, but I'm a real estate agent in Mississippi, and by state law, we have to give the buyers a voter registration form, but we don't do anything for the sellers. So a lot of the people that we found, and 90% of it was people who used to live at houses that don't anymore. So a lot of them were the people that were the previous owners. So since I'm a real estate agent, I was able to get my broker to introduce the form that is on the Secretary of State's website, but nobody knew it was there, apparently, and never thought about using it. So I had him give it to my board of directors, and they put it into our database of forms. So it hopefully will get used in Pearl River County more often and hopefully prevent some of these extra names on the voter rolls. But he's also on the state forms committee, and he's going to, actually he did submit it to the state boards, and hopefully it'll be throughout the state. So I did do that.
Good.
I did that by myself.
Good for
so
you. Good
hopefully
for you.
I can get some people to volunteer. That's my biggest problem is
getting people
don't
to
volunteer.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Because you're a deep red state, so people see no problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Until I tell them about it. And as you can tell, I'm good at that.
Yes,
so.
You are. You've done a great job. You've done a great job. Alana, representing Mississippi. Thank you so much.